and welcome to Feedback with Earbuds, the podcast arm of Earbuds Podcast Collective. I'm your host and the founder of Earbuds, Arielle Nissenblatt. This episode covers the week of June 1st through 5th, 2020. I love it when a month starts on a Monday. Happy June! Thank you to this week's podcast and newsletter sponsors, The Jordan Harbinger Show and the Future Hindsight Podcast. We'll hear more from our sponsors later in the show. Earbuds Podcast Collective is a listening movement. We send an email every Sunday that contains a theme and 5 podcast episodes on that theme, and each week's podcast picks are curated by a different person. Anyone can curate a list. On this show, I'll share our 5 podcast episode recommendations of the week, some information about our curator, and some more information about the episodes. Then, we'll also have some podcast industry news from the Inside Podcasting newsletter, and we'll wrap it all up with some sponsor information and Patreon shoutouts. First up, our Earbuds Podcast Collective recommendations. This week's theme is One-Stop Reality Escapes. The curator is Elena Fernandez-Collins, who writes the audio dramatic newsletter. Here's why Elena chose this theme.
Hi, my name is Elena Fernandez-Collins, and the theme I chose is One-Stop Reality Escapes. I chose this theme because our consumption habits are necessarily changing, and that means sometimes you need a one-time promise and not a long-term commitment. These episodes are escapes into fiction, the length of a movie, or shorter.
Here are the podcasts and episodes chosen by Elena, along with short descriptions of each one. The first episode comes from the Big Loop podcast and is called Surfacing. It's 35 minutes long. About this podcast. From QRX, Paul Bay presents otherworldly stories from around the globe. Every season features 6 distinct episodes highlighting the strange, wonderful, and often harrowing experiences of those living on the outer edges of the known world. In this episode, a Japanese Ama diver recounts the story of the love of her life through her daughter. The next episode comes from the Sci-Fi Presents podcast and is called Cerberus Rex. It's 84 minutes long. In this audio drama, Dr. Annabella Correa, a professor of astrophysics at Hawksmoor University, travels upon request by a former colleague to Wells Station, a research facility performing experiments on a mystery of physics in an underground cave. A natural explorer, Anna rushes to view the phenomenon firsthand, and, accompanied by Well Station security/containment officer Benjamin Wingard, is soon staring down at a marvel hidden deep. Then, not so deep. The next episode comes from the Outliers podcast and is called I Cannot Sleep. It's 24 minutes long. In this episode, Johanna Faror cannot sleep. She is caught in the heat and fervor of the peasants' revolt as she joins the masses on their march to London, seeking an end to the poll tax. In pursuit of justice, she leads a group into the Tower of London, where they drag Simon Sudbury to the executioner's block for a taste of vengeance. The next episode comes to us from 0 Hours and is called Those Familiar Spirits. It's 36 minutes long. In this episode, 1722. In the American colonies, a naive priest has his world turned upside down when a woman comes into the church, claiming to be a witch and in possession of knowledge about the imminent end of the world. The last episode of the week comes from Make Believe and is called Brava. It's 61 minutes long. This audio drama is a brave girl's journey through the land of many monsters, adapted from a Mexican folktale by Nancy Garcia Loza. Those are the podcasts and episodes recommended by Elena Fernandez-Collins for this week's theme, One-Stop Reality Escapes. Each week in our newsletter, which you can find and sign up for on our website, earbudspodcastcollective.org, our curators have a chance to show off something they love. It can be a project, a nonprofit, anything. Here's what Elena wants us to know about. Elena writes, "Fiction podcasts were my gateway into the medium. And in 2018, I started a newsletter just about fiction podcasting, Audio Dramatic. If you're interested in getting more fiction podcast recommendations or reading essays analyzing the fiction scene, I've got you covered. We'll link to Audio Dramatic in the show notes. Follow along with the discussion of this week's podcast episodes by using the hashtag #EscapePods. Now for some podcast industry news. Each week, we like to bring you pod news from the Inside Podcasting newsletter written by Skye Pillsbury. First, Skye dropped a new episode of her podcast this week, the Inside Podcasting Podcast, featuring an interview with some very beloved podcasters. She interviews Ear Hustle hosts and Pulitzer Prize finalists Nigel Poor and Erlon Woods. Ear Hustle tells stories about daily life in San Quentin Prison. It's hosted by visual artist and San Quentin volunteer Nigel Poor and former prison inmate Erlon Woods, and Antoine Williams, who also helped found the podcast, is the show's sound designer. In an incredible turn of events, former California Governor Jerry Brown commuted Erlon's sentence in 2018, crediting Erlon's work on the podcast as a factor in the decision. Since Erlon's release, the Ear Hustle team has brought on new producers to tell stories from the inside while exploring new narratives on the outside. You can listen to Sky interview Nigel and Erlon in her podcast, the Inside Podcasting Podcast, wherever you get your podcasts. I just said podcasts a lot. Next from Inside Podcasting, a note from Kaven Thron. He says, I'm a 26-year-old blind Malaysian and polymath. As a Malaysian, I live a multiracial life. I speak Tamil, Malay, and the English language. I'm fascinated by technology, science, life, sound, design, and many more things. Podcasts are a great medium to quench my thirst for knowledge and to better understand life, stories, and the world. Due to a lack of oxygen inside my incubator, I became blind before I realized I was a form of life. My primary mode of learning is through touching and listening experiences. I learned Braille writing, and I love talking about Braille and its influence on my language understanding. Kaven further says, accessibility is a design principle. In practice, it ensures that your service and content are accessible to all regardless of disability, geography, and social status. Accessibility should be as important as visual layout and workability. We are fortunate that the RSS standard is a platform-agnostic protocol, meaning we can put it into any application which supports the standard, and it becomes accessible to a screen reader. However, the rise of podcasts has triggered many new innovations and experiments, and it's critical that accessibility not be left out. Kaven continues to offer many ideas for web designers and podcast industry players to better understand the act of serving their blind users. For more on this, you can head to inside.com/podcasting and read this week's newsletter from Sky Pillsbury to learn more about what Kaven says. As always, thank you to Sky Pillsbury for creating Inside Podcasting. We'll be back next week with more podcast industry news. Sponsor time. Thank you to all of our sponsors. You make this podcast and newsletter possible. If you want to become a sponsor, you can email us at earbudspodcastcollective.org. First, from Future Hindsight. This episode is brought to you by the Future Hindsight Podcast. Each week, host Mila Atmos interviews activists and citizen changemakers involved with justice, democracy, and equality. Tune into their 10th season for expert takes on countering fake news, protecting ourselves online, and staying hopeful in an uncertain future. Listen now at futurehindsight.com or wherever you listen to podcasts. Next, The Jordan Harbinger Show. Imagine being part of a conversation with your favorite scientist, author, performer, and absorbing wisdom from the sharpest minds of our day. You now have a front row seat to learn skills and strategies directly from masters of their craft and hear stories from those who have lived them firsthand. Jordan will keep you entertained and learning with tips from experts all over the world. Listen to The Jordan Harbinger Show wherever you get your podcasts. Next, we want to shout out our Patreons. Thank you to all of our supporters. It really helps. Alyssa, Cole, Corey, Dan, Jared, Lee, Michael, The Retro Network, Maja, and Katie. Thank you all so much. You can also be a contributor. Yes, you, and you get this nifty shout-out. Go to patreon.com/earbudspodcastcollective and sign up there for just $2 a month. We're throwing a combo podcast networking event happy hour on Thursday, June 4th at 6:30 p.m. Pacific Time, 9:30 Eastern Time. It's just a few days away. It's virtual, of course, so everyone can attend. We're going to be matching mentors with mentees and then breaking into discussion groups based on topics of interest in the podcast industry. I've been missing in-person podcast events. Living in LA before the pandemic, there were so many podcast happy hours and it's weird to not have them, both socially and because a lot of collaborations come from these in-person events. We're going to try to replicate that via this online event. I hope you can make it. For more information and to sign up, go to earbudspodcastcollective.org/events. That's earbudspodcastcollective.org/events. That's all for today. Head to our social media to find links to the episodes that we mentioned. We're on Twitter at earbudspodcall, and we're on Instagram and Facebook at earbudspodcastcollective. You can sign up to receive our podcast recommendations email at earbudspodcastcollective.org. It goes out every Sunday night. We're currently in the process of putting up our entire newsletter archive on our website. In order to find the beginnings of that archive, go to earbudspodcastcollective.org/podcast recommendations. We're slowly putting it together, but very soon we're going to have over 150 lists of podcast recommendations for you to check back on. We've been doing this since February of 2017, and each week we've recommended at least 5 podcasts, so there is a lot for you to catch up on. Again, in order to find our archive, go to earbudspodcastcollective.org, and then on the navigation bar, click Podcast Recommendations. This show is written and produced by me. It's edited, mixed, and designed by Daniel Turek. Our newsletter is edited by Abby Kleonsky. Our theme music is by Matt Sweeto. Thank you for tuning in. Tweet at us and let us know that you're an ear buddy. We'd love to hear from you. Catch you next time. Keep staying healthy, staying safe, staying away from people, and, of course, listening to podcasts. Bye!